Oh, okay. Just, you know, really follow from yesterday, moving along on Tampa. I'm really impressed with a lot of things they're doing in all three phases of the game. They've got some really outstanding players, really good quality players. Play very aggressively, you know, in all three phases of the game. They're well coached, and a good scheme. A lot to get ready for this week.
Bill, do you throw your hands in the air when you see the regular season schedule and after Darrelle Revis gets traded this offseason and then not even 3 weeks into the season, you guys are already preparing to go against him, one of the top cornerbacks in the league?
Yeah, well, at least we don't have to play against him once. Well, hopefully we'll play against him twice, but, I mean, it's seen him once, so, yeah. He's good. Thought he played, well against the Jets, with some limited playing time, and then, not limited, but I'd say played about two-thirds of the game, something like that. And versus this past week, you know, he played almost every snap against New Orleans, so it looks like he's back. And well.
Bill, are they primarily playing a zone back there in their secondary without Revis taking on anyone in particular man-to-man?
No, they mix it up. They play plenty of... They blitz, they play man, they play zone. They play everything. They do a good job mixing it up. You see it all back there.
Bill, what traits do you see from Josh Freeman that make him a capable starting quarterback?
Oh, athletic, does a good job. In the pocket, he's a hard guy to get down. He runs well. They're very disciplined with their rush lanes. They roll him out a decent amount with bootleg, sprint out plays, things like that. And he's got a great arm. And a big ball guy can see over the line and makes all the throws. We saw that in practice. We've seen it in the games. He can really get the ball down the field on the in cuts, middle read, seam routes, go route, post patterns, all that. Has a nice touch around the line of scrimmage, too. So he's got all the skill. And it looks like he's definitely improved in terms of his overall presence on the field, handling the team, and all those things from when we saw him in 09 in London to working against him last year in practice to seeing him this year in games and in practices in a couple real competitive situations in the fourth quarter, and has done what the team need him to do. They've had good drives, put him ahead in the Jet game, and also ran off some clock. 5 minutes or however much time it was in the Saints game, where he had to make some big throws there at the end, third and longs, and he made them. So I think he's doing a good job for him.
Bill, thus far, it seems like they've been doing a good job generating pressure on the quarterback with their linebackers and even a little bit from the secondary. Is that something you've seen yourself, and do you feel like maybe they blitz or bring pressure more than either Buffalo or New York did, or maybe you guys see on average during a normal prep week?
They do a good job mixing it up. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they change their defenses based on what you do offensively, what formation you're in, or what kind of motion or that type of thing, what kind of set you give them. You can see at times that they're trying to get to whatever it is they want to be in. So I think you got to be ready for everything, and you've got to be alert and read it out. I don't think you can sit there and really predict what they're going to do because they have a nice mixture. That's one of the things that makes them so good defensively is they have a lot of good players. They play hard. They play with good technique. And they have a good scheme. They're well coached. They definitely keep you off balance. You've got to be ready to deal with a lot of different types of defense. And certainly if they find something that's going well, then they're not afraid to keep dialing that up until you can show that you can do something about it, but they do a good job mixing it up real good.
Bill, is there the nickel package that they've been playing, has that primarily been a three safety nickel for them?
No, hardly ever. When they're in nickel, they bring. Well, after they got Revis back, then it was Revis and Johnson, and they bring Banks in, and Johnson goes inside and plays at the nickel at the inside spot. When they go to six defensive backs, then they bring Barron down and put Black in at safety.
Black, okay.
Barron kind of plays like a linebacker when they go to dime, but in their nickel package, it's always, or I'd say almost always, three corners, not three safeties. But when they go to their dime stuff, then it's three safeties with Barron playing at linebacker level and three corners.
And that was quite a bit of dime last week against the Saints.
When the Saints went to their three wide receiver, one tight end package, then they brought Barron down a decent amount. They weren't dime, a decent amount. I don't know, it was like maybe 40 plays or something like that. It was a pretty good number of plays, at least in the 30s. But anyway, and they brought Barron down and matched him up a number of times on Graham. But, David does a good job, too, when they're in nickel. I mean, David's a good cover linebacker at Foster. They've got good in Casillas. They've got good depth of linebacker and good depth of the secondary. They've got good depth on the defensive line, too, for that matter. I mean, it's a good defensive football. Probably as good as as good as any we've seen or will see. They're good in the secondary. They're good at linebacker, and they're good up front. They're well coached. They have a good scheme. They're very good.
Bill, you mentioned Levante David. If I remember, when you were down in Nebraska, I think you spoke it with Coach Pelini, one of his things down there, and then maybe took some time to meet with Levante and a couple of the other guys that were coming out that year. What do you remember from your meeting with Levante? And in terms of like his size, seems like maybe not the biggest linebacker. So I was just sort of curious how you maybe envisioned him fitting here in terms of like maybe not being the prototype size of a linebacker that maybe we've seen from your team.
Two players I spent the most time with there were David and Denard, and David, I'd say, is, I envision him in the same way that Tampa plays him. I mean, he's their will linebacker, and he's very fast. He's a very productive player. I think he had 100 tackles last year or whatever it was, but he makes a lot of plays. He runs well. He covers well. I think he's really good. as a sub linebacker. I mean, he's good as a regular linebacker, but he's very good as a sub linebacker, and he's got excellent range. I know when at Nebraska, he also played middle linebacker there, and of course, his senior year, they were in the Big Ten, or whatever that conference is, and the year before, they were in whatever the other conference is called, the old Big Eight, or I don't know, whatever that conference, but anyway, his junior year, he played against a lot of spread offenses. I mean, almost every team was, three and four wide receiver, shotgun. It was all spread, so the field was, you could really see him run and cover and have to defend a lot of space, run with slot receivers, and, really play a very, very spread out game. And then the following year, his senior season, when they played in the Big Ten, they were seeing a lot of teams like the, Wisconsin's and the Penn States and, teams like that that were, more one and two tight ends and fullbacks and, power type, more of a power type offense. And so you really, saw a different, player play against two different conferences and two different dramatic styles of play. And he played very well in both of them and did a great job. So I think he's been an excellent player for Tampa in his rookie season. And it's like the first couple games this year, it's the same thing. He's a little, uh, did not not as tall as some other linebackers, but he, you know, he runs well. He's an explosive player, a very instinctive player, can find the ball. And so he's taking that same production he had in college, and that's showing up, you know, for the Bucs. Also good in the kicking game, which he was there too.
Bill, this defense had a lot of negative plays in its rushing defense the last couple of years. How reflective of that is? How reflective is that of their quickness? Is this a quicker unit than most defenses in the league?
Well, their negative plays were last year, kind of in the 12th season, and then so far this year, right?
Yes.
11, they were like the worst. I mean, they were bad rushing, running defense. But no, this past year, it's. Yeah, again, I think it's a combination of good players, good coaching, good scheme. They're very active up front. McCoy is, you know, a real hard guy to block. You know, they do a good job with, and really they rotate a lot of people in there. Spence has done a good job for them, but, you know, they rotate in, you know, Gibson and, of course, Tan Esheim and Bowers and you know, they're at the ends. I mean, Trevor's playing some form in there, too. But they rotate those guys. They're quick. They're active. They really play with good technique, good pad level. They play low. They get a lot of plays from the backside because of their speed and pursuit. You know, if you don't do things just absolutely right against them with the offensive line or your tackles and tight ends or whatever combination blocks you're trying to make, double team blocks or, you know, zone blocks or whatever they are, they end up splitting those gaps, or they eat up two guys, and then you can't get one of your blockers off to their linebackers, and then, you know, Foster or David or you know, Dakota Watson or whoever it is, you know, one of those guys run through, and they're all very fast. Dakota Watson's fast, and David's fast, so doesn't really take much for them to, you know, if they get a half a step on the lineman or a fullback or, you know, a tight end who doesn't quite have position on it, then they just, you know, outrun them and track the ball carrier down. So their corners are good force players. Johnson's a good force player. Revis is a good force player. Obviously, their safeties are, you know, dynamic, you know, big hitters, explosive hitters. So even when teams do break the line of scrimmage and, like you saw in the New Orleans game a couple times, they got through the line, you know, gaining, you know, 6-7 yards because the safety's right there to nail them. And they don't give up a lot of long runs or big plays because they're, you know, so well coached and good tacklers in the secondary that those runs, even when you hit one, don't go very far. And then you hit a couple that, you know, they get you in the backfield or they get you on the line of scrimmage, and before you know it, you look up and, you know, you've had 5 runs for 12 yards or something like that. They could get 1 7- or 8-yarder in there, but the other ones you get nothing or a yard on. They do a real good job, and their linemen are active. They're not all the time. Sometimes they just play technique and play base, and so you can't always count on them moving, but they're going to have to block movement somewhere along the line. They're definitely going to do it. Then you've got to be ready for it. Okay, great, thanks.